You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A bipartisan coalition of lawmakers has introduced a bill that would make it easier for advanced practice registered nurses to care for patients. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The bill would create a new license for highly qualified nurses so they could practice on their own without needing to partner with a doctor. This has been a point of discussion for years, as Wisconsin nursing advocates have said nurses can help in the provider shortage. And the legislature has passed this bill before, but twice now, Governor Tony Evers has vetoed it, saying the standards weren't strong enough. So new requirements have been added to this version. Democratic Senator Kelda Royce.
We know that too many Wisconsinites in every part of the state struggle to access affordable, high-quality health care. And that's really what this is about. That's why we were all able to come together. Advanced practice nurses provide excellent, high-quality health care, and this bill will enable them to do that to even more patients.
Republican Senator Patrick Teston.
I'm hopeful it's going to have a speedy route throughout the legislature and hopefully signed into law so we can become the 28th state in the country that recognizes the incredible work our APRNs do on a day-to-day basis.
Teston says they have a deal in place with the governor and he plans to sign it this time. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
As proposed cuts threaten to reduce federal funding for mental health programs in the state, Wisconsin mental health officials are warning of an increase in anxiety and depression in teen boys. According to the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health, young men have the lowest level of available social support for mental health struggles. An at-youth risk behavior survey conducted in 2023 also found that over one-third of high school boys in the state reported issues with anxiety, and about a quarter of them have reported feelings of depression. You can find more local news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a win over the Rays, ending a three-game losing streak for Milwaukee. Top of the fourth, Christian Yelich, a home run to left, using a pink bat with his mother's name, Alicia Yelich, engraved in the wood. Jeff Levering, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Yelich. Down the left field line, long run, Simpson running out of room and gone! Yelich goes deep on Mother's Day to tie things up. Cutter in the middle of the plate and Yelich hits number 7.
William Contreras also homered. The Brewers with a 4-2 victory after a long weekend in Tampa. Manager Pat Murphy ejected Friday night and weather delays every day.
I mean, this environment is tough. Threatening rain all the time. The mound's rugged. It's just a different environment than they're used to. So I'm proud we're in every game.
The crew heads to Cleveland tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work today for their off-season program. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Rarely does an 11-year-old title with not-so-great reviews get a second chance. But that is not the case with Reacher, Never Go Back. It doesn't hurt that the star of the film was Tom Cruise, or that the episodic Reacher, starring Alan Ritchson, is a big hit for Amazon Prime Video. How much do people like the Reacher franchise? Never Go Back is over 10 years old, got a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes, but still managed to somehow crack the top 10 on Prime Video, coming in at number 9 last week. I actually really liked it. The current Reacher, Alan Ritchson, and his manager, Dan Spilo, have parted ways, and apparently for good reason. Spilo was officially thrown off a movie set by human resources for bullying and yelling at crew members. It was at this time Alan Ritchson also fired him as his manager. Spilo was also a contestant on Survivor years ago and was dismissed immediately for being too touchy-feely with other contestants. What a guy. Do you know someone who doesn't have a podcast? Didn't think so. That's how popular they are, and they will be recognized this year as a new award category at the Golden Globes. The Best Podcast will have 6 nominees chosen from the most listened to podcasts that celebrate creativity and storytelling. The 83rd Golden Globe Awards will air on CBS on Sunday, January 11th, 2026, and will be hosted by Nikki Glaser, who also hosted last year. Comedy icon Martin Short and Hollywood icon actress Meryl Streep appear to have a romantic connection on and off screen. The couple are an item on the show Only Murders workers in the building and are dating. The two 75-year-olds were spotted making out recently while taking a break from filming season 5 of the show. That's right, making out, and while cameras weren't even rolling.
Ugh.
Haven't you people heard of trailers? Only Murders Season 5 will premiere this summer, but there is no specific date. How would you like to be compared to a famous movie character and pocket $38,000? Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, not if the character was Darth Vader and you're a woman named Lorna Rook, whose co-workers were the ones comparing her to the Star Wars villain after a corporate-issued personality test that was Star Wars-themed. Rook was out of the room at the time when her co-workers came to the conclusion, and she quit her job a month later. Glass half full? Darth Vader does do the right thing in the end. Pamela Anderson has been an actress for the last 30 years, but has only started actually acting in the last few years. The former Baywatch personality received critical acclaim for her role in The Last Showgirl. Anderson's latest role will be in the Naked Gun reboot opposite Liam Neeson, who will play Frank Drebin. The 57-year-old Anderson and 72-year-old Neeson hit it off famously on the set and claim to have movie character crushes on each other, according to the New York Post. The Naked Gun hits screens nationwide August 1st. I'm really hoping it's good. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of an isolated shower or thunder shower in the afternoon with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.